Good morning and welcome. My name's Clark Gore, and I have the privilege this morning of introducing the video you're getting ready to see. And I'm going to go off my script, if you don't mind, because I sometimes get a little emotional when I talk about Mark Christopher. Okay. One thing I need to say before I start my comments on Mark. Sam Chambliss worked tirelessly to make what you are getting ready to see happen. So, Sam, thank you for your hard work. The first of the Marks that you're going to hear about is Mark Christopher, a non-smoker who was stricken with lung cancer at the height of his career and in the middle of raising his family. Mark's story, as you will hear, is a story of boldness. Mark used his illness as a platform to tell anyone who would listen about his faith and his personal relationship with Jesus Christ. What the video doesn't talk about is the impact Mark had on the real estate community. His witness was compelling, and he not only changed lives, Mark started a spiritual awakening in Atlanta's real estate industry. Real estate professionals who had been inclined to temper their witness so they wouldn't be thought to wear it on their sleeve did so. We talked about our faith. We were empowered to witness. The Real Estate Prayer Breakfast is a tribute to Mark Christopher, his legacy, and a legacy it is. Please enjoy this tribute to Mark Christopher, my colleague and my friend.
I'm honored that I was asked to speak about my good friend Mark Christopher. And when I say that, I truly mean it. Mark was the best friend a man could ever have.
A real man rejects social and spiritual passivity. A real man takes responsibility. A real man leads courageously, and a real man expects God's greater reward. Mark Christopher embodied all of these components and lived them out every day.
Like a lot of people who knew Mark, he had a great influence on my life in the really short time I knew him. I met him some years ago.
Mark was an incredible outdoorsman. He loved the outdoors. He was at the top of his field in commercial real estate. But most important of all, Mark realized that the most important things in life were the things that money cannot buy: his faith, his family, and his friends.
He really cared about other people. He, like I say, went out of his way when he was going through the greatest struggle you can go through, life and death situations. As he was dealing with cancer, he extended himself to other people. And he did it personally to me, who really didn't know him very well. It was a very moving thing to me. It's an example of what Christianity should be. It's that security and that certainty that he had of his relationship with Christ that he extended to others, not by preaching to them, but by showing how life should be lived.
And I look back and see the impact he's had, and the fact that he's still alive through this prayer breakfast and still teaching all of us that spirituality is a vital part of our lives.
We've watched this prayer breakfast grow from almost nothing to this tremendous, influential function.
This breakfast is a testimonial to him. If we all could honor Christ the way that he did, we should all be honored with a breakfast like this. Very few people will be.
Mark had an incredible impact in life with myself and thousands of other people and men. And Mark also continues to have an incredible impact 10 years later after his death.
Mark was just a normal guy, but he had a heart for the Lord, and that heart touched me, and it's touched people ever since.
I'd like to read a verse out of the Bible. It's Matthew 10, verse 38 and 39. It says, "If you don't go all the way with me through thick and thin, you don't deserve me. If your first concern is to look after yourself, you'll never find yourself. But if you forget about yourself and look to me, you'll find both yourself and me." Mark Christopher found himself, and he also found his relationship with God. And Mark has helped me and thousands of other people find that same relationship. If you will only take the chance and step out and lose yourself, not only will you find yourself, you'll also find your relationship with God. Thank you, Mark. God bless you. And God bless you, Nancy, Logan, and Coleman.
Wow.